the recipients of the City of Kingston's 2026 Rural Community Program Fund were announced last week at a special ceremony at the Glen Burnie Fire Hall. Rural Kingston, which includes the area outside of the defined urban center, is home to approximately 12,000 individuals, or 9% of the total population. The fund invests in events and programming that foster community belonging, celebrate rural life and culture, and create opportunities for residents and visitors to experience rural Kingston. The community celebration on July 17th shone a spotlight on this year's recipients as chosen by city staff and the Rural Economic and Community Development Working Group. CFRC was on hand for the event, which was emceed by Craig Desjardins, Director, Office of Strategy, Innovation, and Partnerships at the City of Kingston.
Today is about recognizing the people and organizations who are helping strengthen rural Kingston through practical, creative, and community-minded projects. The Rural Kingston Fund, funded by the Samsung Solar Project, was created to support local projects that reflect the character, priorities, opportunities of rural Kingston. These projects that improve community spaces, bring people together, support rural recreation and culture, celebrate agricultural heritage, and create reasons for residents and visitors to connect in rural places.
Mayor Patterson and Councillor Oosterhoff spoke to the importance of recognizing the distinct nature of rural Kingston, as well as what the area has to offer.
Good morning, everybody. It's such a pleasure to see you all, and really to celebrate rural Kingston. That's really what this is about. And, you know, Councillor Oosterhoff and I have had many great discussions over the years about how rural Kingston is different from the urban Kingston. And it's important. It's important to recognize the great community that we have here. And I think that the Rural Community Fund is a great way to support amazing, as was said, diverse projects to really celebrate what life in rural Kingston is. And so, I know that sometimes rural Kingston can feel forgotten, feel left out, feel that sometimes that we're very focused on the urban core of the city. And I recognize that as mayor. And so that's why I wanted to come and just to talk about rural Kingston, that Kingston wouldn't be Kingston without our rural area. But of course, that comes down to our community members, our partners, our organizations that are doing such great work here. So congratulations. Obviously, as a city, we're very proud to support the work that you're doing, and I look forward to more great things ahead of rural Kingston.
This is really, really important because it's about seed money too, a seed investment. Through this fund, local organizations, as we heard, are supported in delivering initiatives that foster community. And that is the key for me and for this committee, and I think for council that supports this, is building our community and our rural residents. With the second year in funding, we are proud of the impact it's already had in our community. Last year's funding supported a variety of initiatives and brought people together, strengthening community connections, enhancing local assets. We want to build on this success for future years.
This year's funded projects included a repeat recipient, Sounds of the Pines Concert Series, and four new projects, including Pearson Park Rink redevelopment, a well for a community garden, a five-stand recreational shooting sport experience, and funds for reusable programming equipment.
This year's funded projects demonstrate the breadth of rural Kingston, from food security, music and culture, youth agricultural learning, recreational tourism, and winter community infrastructure.
Three of the recipients were on hand to speak to their projects, starting with Pete Scott, representing the Scott Ecological Fund.
Scott Ecological Fund is a private foundation, registered charity, with a mission to advance education in the realm of food security, educating the public, with an emphasis on youth. We've developed a community garden on Battersea Road to make land available to those who don't have land because they're in apartments or whatever. Of the 28 big plots, 3 meters by 5 meters, 15 are being used by community garden participants, and 7 are being used to produce food for St. Vincent de Paul, along with several other smaller plots. It's part of the City of Community Garden Network, but it's the only one that's not on public land. Well, we try to utilize rainwater collection on site. The recent summer drought period seemed to be getting longer and more frequent. So having a well on site will ensure that there's still a water source there for the community garden. If you know of anyone looking for land, there's some vacant lots available. We're a little late now, but get in line for next season.
Mike Mandel spoke on behalf of Sandhill Presbyterian Church.
Rural community churches struggle, as you all know. Attendance decline. Well, this is going to be our second annual this year, so we're very, very pleased. We had a great response last year. We had Kelly Troche in playing the violin at our church, and it was pretty well packed. And then we had John McClurg, a local fellow, and he played also, and it was pretty well packed too. So we were very pleased with that. So we're quite excited about this year.
Two members of the Kingston and District Trap, Skeet and Sporting Clays Club, Louie and Sandy, spoke to the impact of their funded project.
We have about 140 members, but I'd like to say we're public, we're open. If someone wants to come try it out, sure, sign up. We'll pair you with someone with experience. We can provide the shotgun shell. We are open. We're a very friendly club. So we're trying to promote the industry for more shooters in the future. It's a fun sport. The club is all volunteer driven. So if you're part of a group and you want to just try something different, I mean, yes, you can throw axes at a board, but for us, you know, come try the shooting part. So we want to do a five stand, and I'll let Sandy get into that part.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sandy McCaldon. Growing up, I had more broken shotguns in the gun safe than I'd had broken hockey sticks in the garage. So being able to find a place that is CFO certified and approved to shoot is important, and to be able to practice and just keep up on the sport is like finding a good golf course. To five stand, what we're looking for here is to offer another game. It's equipment heavy in one little area. The club's managed to put together multiple machines to give different presentations. We're not shooting paper, we're shooting clay targets. It goes bouncing around or it goes flying through the air and people try to shoot it, and we've made a sport out of it. People that are into hunting use it to practice, and some people just shoot to shoot. It's their golf game. So we're looking to buy a new rabbit machine. It's a type of clay thrower, and along that we will be updating the equipment to be more technologically up to date, so that we have RF remotes to do it rather than stringing extension cords everywhere. That'll just provide a little bit more difference for what we can offer here.
Craig Desjardins spoke on behalf of recipients that were not in attendance, including the Thousand Islands 4-H Sheep Club and the Joyceville Rink Redevelopment Committee.
And it's a new program. It's equipment for youth participants. This project will help purchase durable equipment for youth participants, including farm boots, show clothing, grooming kits, portable shade canopy, and a portable sheep pens. The intention is to connect young people, urban and rural, with agriculture, animal care, responsible food system, rural heritage. And this is just an incredible program. Anything that connects and educates our community about the incredible heritage and complexity and importance of agriculture is a wonderful project. So we certainly congratulate them on this great project. And last but not least, the Pearson Park redevelopment. Some of you may be aware that the park had came a little run down in years. A group of volunteers stepped forward and have done an incredible job of revitalizing that. And we're very pleased to announce that we're providing funding of up to $5,000 to assist with the many of sort of health and safety related, some improvements to doors, to access, padding around the rink. And again, just an incredible story of volunteers stepping forward and making a difference.